good. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, we're back. We've got our special UHealth guest, and I'm not even going to attempt this because they sent it to me with phonetic spelling, and I don't know how to do that. So Dr. Shirin Shahrazad, she's associate. I know I butchered it. I'm really sorry, doctor.
That's okay.
I'm sure it happens like 1,000 times a day. I'm sorry. You're the best. Thanks for staying happy and wonderful. You know, they got this whole big sleep center over at UHealth. You got to go there. You got to check it out on their website. But we're here to talk about what's going on Saturday/Sunday. They're going to change the time. And you know what? That always messes me up. What's it doing to me, doctor?
Well, you know, when you lose that 1 hour, depending on how sleep deprived you are going into it, it can really have a big impact on you. Most of us, unfortunately, tend to be sleep deprived. We get busy with life. We get busy with those computers and the TV and everything else, and we forget to sleep.
Now I'm going to sleep when I'm dead.
What's that?
I'm going to sleep when I'm dead. That's what everybody tells me.
No, that's not possible. Why is 1/3 of our life devoted to sleep? Because my body needs it.
Well,
if
you know,
you don't sleep, you could die. There
listen,
you go. That's a good motto. To have.
Listen, I have a very regular thing with my sleep. I'm like a metronome. I mean, I go to sleep within 5 minutes of the same time. I wake up within the 5 minutes of the same time. And when this thing happens on Saturday, it messes me up.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, that can happen. It takes 2 or 3 days to just adjust to the new light day cycle, so to speak, for the circadian rhythm to adjust. But if you go into it having on average 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, do you have that?
Oh, my goodness, yes, I most certainly do within an hour or two.
I'm impressed because the vast majority of Americans don't. So if you go into it with sleep deprivation, you'll see the effect. And people get groggy. On Monday, they're groggy, probably because they also don't compensate on Sunday night. You should really be trying to go to bed 1 hour earlier just to compensate for the 1 hour loss that you will have. Same thing for Saturday night. If you could go to bed an hour earlier, that might help. But your body will adjust after 2 or 3 days.
Now, I have a question for you. It's a little bit off the weekend thing. But what's about, we live here in Miami. It's the home of the cafecito. Okay? Yesterday was 3:05. Everybody at 3:05 was supposed to have a coffee.
Yes.
So how does that impact the way that we sleep? Because I think that everybody's managing their sleep deprivation with a bunch of cafecitos.
Absolutely. Coffee, caffeinated sodas, which we don't even think about when we drink them. But that's exactly it. By around 2 or 3, most people hit a low. Most people do get sleepy around that time. And again, goes back to how what your sleep problems could initially be and how much sleep you get. But that coffee gives you that perk. After 5 o'clock, if you have a cup of coffee, it's going to interfere with your night's sleep. For some people, we even recommend that afternoon, no more coffee.
I stop at 2, and if anybody sees me in Starbucks after 2:30, just hit star FHP and warn everybody.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
Doc,
if you are a coffee drinker and you drink more than 1 or 2 or 3 cups just to perk yourself up, you have to think, why do I have such low energy and why do I need the coffee? And that may be masking the underlying problem. And you then need to focus on, am I getting enough sleep? Is there something happening during my sleep? You know, there's a condition called sleep apnea, for example, where you don't breathe properly at nighttime. Could that be interfering with the quality of my sleep? So those are things you have to ask yourself if you find that you're dragging yourself through most days.
Oh, my God. We have to have you on more often because there's snoring, there's tossing and turning. The thing about the feet that I see on TV, we won't even get into gastro issues that come up during the evening that can mess up somebody's sleep pattern. But the most important thing that I found being married is that I want to sleep in the same room with my wife. It calms me down.
And that's good. The lack of stress is really important in your sleep environment, having that calming environment. For some people, it is sleeping with their spouse. And in addition to that, having a quiet room, the temperature of the room, not too hot, not too cold, having a dark room, not having TV in your room, and not having the computer or tablet so that you can email or text or get distracted somehow and not sleep.
Oh, my God, I can hear the bing from across the house. I got to put everything on silent. In fact, I think that the computers and stuff, they have a thing where you can program it to not ping after 10 o'clock or something. Now, doctor, how do people find you or get into this state-of-the-art sleep center? And by the way, I'm going to come visit. I want to see this place. I'm going to crash out. Oh, what? Oscar, what are you trying to tell me? Okay, doctor. Well, it's a bad rainy day out there. The weather stinks, and we're going to give 1 second for the doctor. Try it. Hopefully she'll come back in. You know, she called in. She's been awesome. I want to have her back. Is she back, Oscar? Doctor.
I'm back, but I can barely hear you.
Hello, doctor. Hello, doctor. Can you hear me?
Maybe having technical issues.
So just talk. Can you hear that? We're having technical. Okay, the doctor got knocked out. We're giving her a mulligan. That doctor is coming back because we need to talk about sleep. We need to talk about being restful. And for crying out loud, we got to talk about cafecitos. So, Oscar, take me out. We'll come back. We'll go a little bit off scale. We're not going to get her back her cell phone. We got to get the gerbils to move a little faster. How much time do I have in this segment anyway, Oscar? Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, shoot, I can talk about that. Listen, while everybody's out there driving around, oh, she's back. Is she back, Osk? The gerbil's running fast in her phone. She on? All right, great. Well, listen, doctor, we were just getting to the prescription for restful sleep. It's a reasonably dark room. It's a quiet room. It's a place that gives you a restful sleep. So if people want to come and touch base with you or get their sleep analyzed while they're having a problem, you know, how do they find you and what do you guys do at the sleep center? And I must tell you, because of your gerbil in your phone, I only have about 90 seconds left.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, yeah, go.
The Sleep Center at University of Miami, we have a website, like you mentioned. They can always call our main line, 305-243-5195, and they can ask for a consultation. What we generally do is have some time spent with the patient where we talk about all their sleep issues, and then we decide whether or not they do need an overnight sleep testing where we monitor their sleep and determine if they have a variety of sleep problems, like sleep apnea, like the leg movements that you mentioned, and several other problems that they could have. We really comprehensive center that tries to work with the person to try and make their sleep much better.
Well, this is what we talk about. It's an integrative approach to medicine at U Health, that you're doing it here with the Sleep Center. And, doctor, just so you could really embarrass me, can you please say your name?
It's Shafazan.
Shafazand. It's just Shafazan. Like it's just
well.
Like it's spelled.
Okay.
It's just like it's spelled. All the big capital like letters messed
exactly.
me up. You're terrific. We have to go over to the place over by the new building and have one of those wraps that they serve me over there.
Yeah, we would love to see you.
Okay, well, I'm coming. I'm bringing my wife. You're going to test us. You're going to put the electrodes on. Maybe I'll even put it on the internet, and we'll have a great time. Doctor, thank you so much. Dr. Shafazan, did I get it?
You did.
High five.
Thank you so much.
High five. You're the best. Oh, she's got a great sense of humor. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to talk to everybody about how to save money on your commercial real estate income statement. Back after this.
Floating down the river, boy, all my worries far behind. Floating down the river, boy. Leave old memories way behind. Yesterday slowly fading, all my life I've been waiting.